VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for firing two rockets toward the presidential palace in Kabul as the Afghan president was delivering his holiday message for the Muslim celebrations of Eid al-Adha. This is Associated Press correspondent Zaria Shakli.
Police say the first rocket landed somewhere near the presidency, the second near a NATO compound and the U.S. embassy in Kabul, but no one was hurt. The attack prompted a ferocious aerial response with helicopter gunships bombing the house from where the rockets were reportedly launched.
Kabul police said a group of five suicide bombers fired multiple rockets toward various parts of town. President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, has reached a plea bargain with federal prosecutors on campaign finance violations, bank fraud, and tax evasion. CNN says Cohen has now surrendered to the FBI and is to appear in federal court in Manhattan at this hour. The plea bargain could increase legal risks for the president, because it raises the possibility that Cohen will provide information to Special Counsel Robert Mueller in his investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election and possible coordination with the Trump campaign. Microsoft said Tuesday it has uncovered new Russian hacking attempts targeting U.S. political groups ahead of the midterm elections. The company said that a hacking group tied to the Russian government created fake internet domains that were created to appear to look like two American conservative organizations, the Hudson Institute and the International Republican Institute. Three other fake domains were designed to look as if they belonged to the U.S. Senate. This is VOA News. Jurors in the mid-Atlantic U.S. state of Virginia, now in their fourth day of deliberations on federal tax and bank fraud allegations against President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. The trial is the first conducted by the special counsel's prosecutors in connection with their wide-ranging investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. A former Nazi concentration camp guard who was living in New York City was deported to Germany on Tuesday, 14 years after a judge ordered him removed from the country. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
95-year-old Yakiv Pali, the last Nazi war crime suspect who was facing deportation from the U.S., was removed from his Queens home and sent back to Germany, according to the White House. Pali hid his involvement in the slaughter of Jews at a concentration camp in Poland and gained entry to the U.S. after World War II by claiming he was a farmer and factory worker. In 2004, a judge ordered him deported, but he lived in limbo here because no country would accept him. Pali's fate in Germany is unclear, as prosecutors have previously indicated. There doesn't appear to be enough evidence to bring wartime charges. Julie Walker, New York.
The Vatican has confirmed that Pope Francis will meet with victims of clerical sexual abuse during his visit this week to Ireland. Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports for VOA from Rome.
Vatican spokesman Greg Burke said details of the private meeting with survivors in Ireland will only be made available if the survivors choose to do so. Burke added some prefer not to go public with their stories. For the Pope, it is important to listen to them, he said. Pope Francis has met with victims in Philadelphia, Chile, and the Vatican. One of the most significant moments of the Pope's visit will take place Saturday in St. Mary's Pro-Cathedral, where Francis will pray in silence before a candle lit in memory of the victims of abuse. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Iran's state news agency said the country's judiciary spokesman told reporters on Monday that police have arrested 100 people on charges of fraud, including involving currency, gold, imported vehicles, and imported mobile phones. Iran launched the crackdown to try to stabilize its currency, which weakened to a record low against the dollar in unofficial trading last month on concerns about the reimposition of U.S. sanctions. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.